Welcome to part two of the Queer Music Heritage Queer Christmas Special.
Is this the Yuletide? It's such a mystery. Will I be denied, or will there be gifts for me? Come down the stairs, look under the tree and see.
Chimney, Donner and Blitzen, Cupid and Vixen, please.
Pull the sleigh,
pull the sleigh,
pull the sleigh, oh Santa, please don't give him coal.
I'm such a bad boy, nobody loves me.
He's such a bad boy from a bad family. Big chunks of coal should go under his tree.
Raising Cain, raising hell, please don't give me coal.
Kris Kringle,
no, do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Kris Kringle,
do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Kris Kringle,
do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Do not give him coal.
Never,
do not
never,
give him
never,
coal.
Never give me coal.
No, 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 no.
Come on, Santa, come on, Santa.
Santa, please don't give me coal. Saint Nicholas has a lump of anthracite for me, for me, for me.
Just gotta be nice for next year. matters. Christmas really matters to me.
Hi, this is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to Queer Music Heritage and Part 2 of my Queer Christmas Special. Now, it's very unusual for me to start off a show with a song almost 6 minutes long, but I'm quite taken with that one. I think it's a wonderful parody of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, and it took two groups to pull it off. The instrumental group Pledge Drive was joined in 2003 by an a cappella group called One of Each. Amazing work, and you can see the lyrics on my site. Last week on part one of my Christmas special, I started it off with drag queen Jackie Beat, and her brand new album, Jackie Beat is Coming to Town. Well, I've got another song of hers to share with you. It's a very faithful Eurythmics parody called Here Comes the Reindeer Again.
Shiny new shotgun, yes, it's aiming at you. just like reindeers do. Here comes Annie Lennox again, threatening to sue cause I ruined her song. Gonna pay her off with some reindeer jerky. I'll put it in a special holiday tin. I'll put a big red bow on top. Annie, just eat the turkey. Make the lawsuit stop.
And again, you internet listeners got to hear the uncensored version of that. And also, you get to hear two more Jackie B tracks that in no way I could edit for radio. Here are Boy or a Girl and I Saw Daddy Doing Santa Claus.
Who is it?
Christmas carolers.
Oh, hold on, I gotta get some clothes on. Well, hello.
Hello. We now invite you to enjoy the sounds of the season, sir.
I think that's a woman.
Madam. Hit it.
Boy or a girl, I cannot tell. Looks like a bit of both. I hate to be so shady, but dude looks like a lady. You walk like a drunk drag queen, but you talk like a deaf lesbian. I've never seen anything so disturbing. Boy or a girl, I'm so confused. I really do not know. You must admit it's weird. You've got boobs and a beard. I don't want to be mean, but I'm about to scream. Could you drop your drawers and let me look between? Boy or a girl, I still don't know. Even though you're nude, is that a tiny little dick or is it an enormous clit? Now what the hell is that thing? Tell me what the hell is that thing? Can somebody tell me what the fuck's that thing?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our annual Christmas pageant here at Pueblo Elementary School in Scottsdale, Arizona. It is a pleasure to see you all, and first up on the roster tonight, singing a very special song that she... Am I reading this right? You rewrote it, dear? Oh, okay. Please welcome to the stage, Little Jackie Beat. Don't be afraid, dear. Step right up to the microphone, dear.
Wasn't just a kiss between two friends. No, cause they were using tongs, trying to reach each other's lungs. Then Daddy undid Santa's pants and spread his big fat buns. And I saw Daddy rimming Santa Claus, really going at it like a pig. It's a sight I can't erase when my dad buried his face in the hairy ass of Santa Claus. There's more. I saw Daddy rimming Santa Claus, but it wasn't really Santa, just some guy that Mom paid to dress up. But boy, did she mess up. She didn't know that Dad was gay and into munching, but yeah, I saw Daddy teabag Santa Claus, roasting both his chestnuts in his mouth. Think how hard it would have been if they had caught me and then I was forced to serve as Santa Claus. It gets worse. I saw Daddy fisting Santa Claus, underneath the Christmas tree last night. Yep, it was quite a hardcore scene. It took lots of Vaseline. Santa lost his fucking mind. Dad lost his wedding ring. Yes, I saw Daddy plowing Santa Claus, really pounding hard into his ass. Had to laugh as old Saint Nick took my daddy's big fat dick. Dad's barebacking Santa Claus.
Thank you.
That was Jackie Beat, and my listeners to the internet version of the show get to hear two more twisted Jackie Beat songs that are not ready for radio. Up next is Rufus Wainwright with a Christmas song that is only available on a various artist album called Maybe This Christmas Too from last year. His song is called Spotlight on Christmas.
1, 2, 3, 4. People love the working man who does the best that he can, but don't forget all the horses and toys never could fix the poor little rich boys. People say they love the maid who sweats and toils just like a slave, but don't forget all the diamonds and pearls never could fix the poor little rich.
To hear the sleigh bells the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, oh, I write, may your days be merry and bright.
Hi, this is Melissa Farrick on Queer Music Heritage, wishing you a very queer Christmas.
And following Rufus Wainwright was, as you could tell, Melissa Farrick. I was delighted to have her as a studio guest on Queer Voices last month, and got her to record what radio folk call a drop-in, because I knew I wanted to play her Christmas song on this show. Back in 1994, when she was on the Atlantic label, they issued a various artist album called You Slay Me, and that was her contribution. And now for a couple of English acts. You probably haven't heard of John Springate, but in the 80s he was a member of the UK group The Glitter Band, and was very out of the closet. In 1982 he had a solo release with A Song for Christmas, and I'm following him with a group with a very campy name.
Sky.
Okay, now you're going to think I'm making up the name of this next act, but I'm not. This English cabaret quartet call themselves, are you ready? Four Poofs and a Piano.
This Christmas, my husband and I command you all to camp it out.
Once again it's come around, the choir in the sleigh bell sound. Father Christmas on his sleigh, dressed in red so bright and gay. Decorate the hearth and home with Christmas light and snow and foam. Pencil on the Christmas tree and on the top.
It could be me.
Camp up your Christmas.
From last year, that was Four Poofs and a Piano singing Camp Up Your Christmas. Every year, the New York charity organization Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS records a holiday album that includes the casts of most of the major current Broadway hits. Last year's album included Hugh Jackman and the cast of the show Boy from Oz. And if that being a gay-themed show wasn't enough to get the song on my Queer Christmas special, well, the song was written by a New York City friend of mine, gay songwriter Jim Lave. It's called Wrapped Up Nice. And here's a hint, they're not singing about wrapping presents. It's about safe sex.
Some folks say that the 70s were heaven. All I know is that beat I like. But if y'all wanna dance with me on this holiday, there's something big we gotta cover before heading down the pike.
I've gotten used to being treated real fine.
I scoffed at lots of offers, propositions, and schemes.
It's not about my present.
What's inside will be divine.
But let the pecking not be lacking.
Or it's all just in your dreams.
Wrapped up nice.
that's a wrap.
The sounds of Christmas, merry sounds that please the ear, sounds that come just once a year, telling us it's Christmas time again. The sounds of Christmas, harness bells shake and ring, carolers a caroling, sound of snow against a window pane, snap and crackle of the Yuletide log, popcorn popping in the grate, neighbors knocking at the old front door, dropping to help celebrate. The sounds of children, laughing sounds of girls and boys, playing with their Christmas toys, silver bells that tingle on the tree. But of all the sounds of Christmas, no sweeter sound could be than the Merry Christmas kisses that my love gave me. That live in memory, but of all the sounds of Christmas, no sweeter sound could be than the Merry Christmas kisses that my love gave me.
Christmas Day.
Well, who else would follow a song about safe sex with Johnny Mathis? That was the title track of his 1963 album, The Sounds of Christmas. And following that was a nice song called Home for Christmas, done by Paul Parker. Now, a few of you may be thinking, gee, the name Paul Parker sounds familiar, but surely not connected with the type of song that you just heard. It's the same Paul Parker who had a smash hit in 1982 called Right on Target. The Christmas song came from a various artist album from last year called Carols Across America, which was produced by DJ and producer Johnny Hedges, who worked with many of the disco artists of the early 80s.
Tis the season to drink Stoli, fa la 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 la. Make yourself a mess unholy, fa la 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 la.
Don your flowered gay apparel,
fa la 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 la.
Kiss your boss and call him Cheryl,
fa la 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 la.
That's the Kinsey Six, and I'm a little disappointed. They promised me that they would have a Christmas CD ready for this year. It didn't happen. But they did post to their website an 11-minute montage video from their Twisted Christmas show called Oy Vey in a Manger. So I cobbled together two clips to share with you from it. But before we get to the second clip, I'm taking this moment to remind you that you can see the playlist and photos of all the artists at my website, www.queermusicheritage.com. My show is a part of Queer Voices on KPFT, 90.1 FM in Houston. And be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night from midnight to 4 a.m. for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. Okay, Kinseys, hit it.
Have yourself a hairy little things to do each night. Things to do, and soon your stress level will be out. Families fight, greetings, strife, feel uptight. Have yourself a hairy little business. Tell your folks you're gay.
And gay,
or they folks will hear your mother cry miles away.
Here we are, stuck in airport lines. Juicy families, we
long lost friends never close to us send form notes to us once more.
Do 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 do. By next year you'll get your shit together. Stop raising like a cow. Maybe then you'll pay off next year's debt somehow. But hurry. To do for Christmas now. Go home now. This is Krampus and folks anyhow. Hang up what us as we take our bow.
I've been meaning to play this next song on my Christmas show for several years now, and it never quite made it. This time, for sure. Brian Grillo and his group Extra Fancy had this very neat song called It's Christmas Time.
December, his family said, get out, you're lost forever when
laughing at the first person or the first thing that comes along and shows any kind of light. And this song is a prayer. This song is a prayer for hope and for light. And I remember when you said I would go nowhere. You said you would just kick me down. And I'm not no saint and I'm not some savior. But I grew strong and I came up and I fight. I got hope, I'm reborn. And let me tell you that I'm worthy in my own eyes, yeah. It's Christmas, I want to get high. It's Christmas, I want to get high. Yeah, Christmas, I want to get high. Yeah, Christmas.
That was Extra Fancy. Next up from 1993, RuPaul and Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
Well, RuPaul released Little Drummer Boy on a CD single in 1993, but we had to wait 4 more years for her full-length Christmas album called Ho Ho Ho, and I think it's one of the best career Christmas albums ever. I got to interview RuPaul recently, and that interview will be featured next month on my 5th anniversary show. But I wanted to share with you just a taste of it now, because of course I asked her about the Christmas album.
I just love the Christmas album. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you very much. I love that album too, and I think what makes it special is that we recorded that album in my living room in over a period of 3 days. So we didn't have enough time to sort of overthink it or, redo. In fact, I was hoarse at the time from doing shows. I was doing a lot of shows at the time, a lot of my nightclub act. So when it came time to sing the album, my voice was shot. But, it didn't matter because the album retains the fun and the love that, we put into it.
It's very well produced. I'm amazed you said you did it in 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days in my living room.
Wow. I'd like particularly hear about RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen.
Well, drag has always been a critique on our culture, and we drag queens are the shaman or the witch doctors of every tribe, and what we do is remind the tribe to not take itself so seriously, to not believe that these bodies are who we really are. We are much greater than these bodies. So there's always humor and fun in the drag queen world and what we preach, what we remind our culture of.
Well, that was such a natural extension for that song, and you're the one who did it.
Yeah. I think I did. I saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to do another Christmas album, maybe?
I would love to. In fact, I guess it'll have to be next year, but it's something that I've been really planning for a long time. I've got great ideas for it, and I'd love to do it. I think it's probably going to have to be a Christmas duet album with a lot of my friends,
And maybe even queerer than the other one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely queer. Everything I do is queer.
All right, y'all. Here's the story of the legendary queens. Miss Dasher, Dancer, Prancy, Vixen, Lady Comet, Cupid, Donna, and Blitzenia. But child, do you remember the fiercest drag queen of them all? RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen. A very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other drag queens used to laugh and call her names. They never let poor RuPaul join in any drag queen games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, RuPaul, with your nose so bright, won't you star in my show tonight? Then how the drag queens loved her as they shouted out with glee,
RuPaul, you Bigfoot red nose drag queen, you'll go down in history.
Join in any drag queen games. Then one fall,
Hi, this is RuPaul. I'm here on Queer Music Heritage wishing you a very queer Christmas.
From RuPaul's album, Ho Ho Ho, that was, of course, RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen, followed by I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus. I've got time to squeeze in a New Year's song, because it's a short one, more like a refrain. By Sophie B. Hawkins, here's Happy Happy New Year. Before we get to the last song, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show, and I especially want to thank RuPaul for her interview comments. You can see photos of all the artists and recordings on tonight's show and view the playlist at my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. And you can also hear the show and all my past shows there as well. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, you can write to me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I wish you would. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back next Monday, December 27th, with Part 3 of my Queer Music Heritage Christmas Special. And now, closing the show from 2000, here's a group calling themselves Holiday Express. I acquired this song last year, but too late to be included on my shows, and I've been itching to play it ever since, because it's very queer. Here's Holiday Express with their wonderful Village People parody called Disco Santa.